Guinness World Record officially certifying. I guess they made the certification in February, but we're hearing about it now, of a Texas woman who is now certified to have the longest career as a radio host. 71 years, 357 days.
Oh.
And her name is Delilah?
Wow, let me see now.
You got a little work to do there.
Yeah, you got some work there, Art.
I got a little work to do because this is my, let's see, this would be my 60th year in broadcasting.
Wow.
I got 11 more to go.
Yeah.
She got her start at the age of 12.
Well, she's still working?
Yes, she is still working. She is still working.
So it's more than 11. I got to keep catching up.
Yeah, you won't be able to keep up with her, I guess.
And she said growing up.
I don't think so.
She's still working. Holy cow.
She is. Growing up was my dream to get into the entertainment business. I started out singing at talent shows. I was asked to audition for a radio show. They liked what they heard, and I started working at KMCO Radio April 20th, 1951, doing a 15-minute singing program. And she was working 5 days a week as a 12-year-old.
1951.
Yeah. Were you singing when you first started, Art?
I have never been singing.
Maybe that's your next venture. You go from talk show to singing.
We've heard Art sing on here before.
You've crooned a little bit before for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are the champions of the world.
He's going to duet with Brian May, Sir Brian
May.
There you
go. She
grew up living in a tent with her parents without electricity or running water for 4 years when they first moved to Texas in the late 1940s.
Well, how'd she know what radio was?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a youngster.
They had a transistor.
Maybe. And
I guess.
She once shared the stage with Elvis Presley.
Really?
In 1955. Remember, she was a singer. Elvis Presley, an up-and-comer at that time, was performing at a show, and she appeared on stage with a couple of numbers. And in fact, she says his band even backed me up on a couple of numbers that I led.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Wow. 71 years and still on the air. She hosts a 2-hour country classics show 6 days a week on KVST, K-Star Country in Huntsville. So there you go. Her name is again Mary McCoy.
Huh.
I wonder if that's a real name or is that just a stage name?
Oh, she's the real McCoy.
Very nice.
Oh. Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, very, very nice. Very nice.
I have to get near 100 years old to sort of to get close to her.
Yeah.
Get that close?
Yeah.
I hope I'm around to see that.
You'd have to go over 100 and something. 129. We'll just say 129. Okay.
I don't have that goal, so
I don't either. So I have a goal to retire someday.
No Guinness World Record
for Guinness
Charlie
World
Rude.
Record.
All right, Art, it's up to you. Sorry, you've got to do it.
you've got to carry the ball across the finish line for us here.
That's right. When you're 129, Art, we'll let you retire too.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you, but that tells me something else.
That
you have to live to be 129.
Tells me something else.
What's that say?
If you're going to do that when I'm 129, you old folks are going to be there with me.
That's true, because we're all going to walk out together. Isn't that what Charlie said?
You know what my goal is, don't you, Art?
No, what's your goal?
Yeah, my goal is to have you speak at my retirement party. That is my goal.
When he's 129.
I said that in jest years ago, and guess what?
I remember that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
we're
it's
getting,
true.
Getting closer, is that what
it's getting
saying?
Closer and closer every year that passes. And
oh my gosh.
Don't wave a winning lottery ticket in front of me.